be done. First of all, tonight's share is being said, Lila Nishmas, Yom and Mekleinimus, Zer says tonight, Chavar Chaim ben David, Chavar Moshe Mordechai ben Tzvi, also co-sponsored by the Daf HaShavua program. I want to take this opportunity to welcome everybody back to the Muncie Night Seder Beis Medrash. This is a very unique Makom Torah over here that anyone which would want to have a place to learn at night, have a night Seder, can always find anything they want over here. For example, if a person would want to learn a little quicker, the Daf Yomi Shir, given by Chashav Magid Shir. If there's a person which would want to learn a little slower, there's a Amid Yomi Shir, given by Chashav Magid Shir with the Chazar. If a person wants, there's a Dirshu Mishnah Berurah being said every night by Rav Kantor. There's a Gemara Shir, said twice a week, and a Thursday night Chumash Shir by Rav Schwartz. But besides these shiurim, these chaburas, Baruch Hashem was zeicha in the past 6 months to have added two more chaburas, which happen to be very unique. There's the Daf HaShavua program chabura, and there's the Haribna chabura, which in a certain sense they're very similar. Since not everybody's holding by keeping up with the Daf Yomi and being able to keep even a Amid Yomi, so there's a certain uniqueness that these chaburas have, that there's, for example, Daf HaShavua has, there's chaburas coming together, extremely chashuva chabura of chaburas coming together. They learn through the daf a whole week, whether it's Marash or Taisis or Rishonim, whatever they're looking to learn, whatever level they want to go to, and then there's usually a chabura at the end of the week said by one of the people in the chabura. Then there's Vaharavna, which is also in that sense. There's a chabura, there's a shir set every night for about a half hour of part of the daf, then there's Chazara, and there's Chazara. I mean, it's unbelievable. You're talking about the people which, not much they could take a daf and pinpoint any line and pick up anything. Which this is a tremendous thing that has brought to Night Seder over here. And people have been extremely happy with it, and the Chalal the Night Seder. You know, I've heard from people different things. One person, Mamish, told me that the learning has changed his life. They enjoy it. The Ruach here in the Beis Medrash is not shayach. The people come, they enjoy coming to learn, they enjoy coming to be here. Anybody who walks in here as a guest during the night say that it's unbelievable Ruach, unbelievable Geshmak they come here. So Baruch Hashem, now we're starting a beginning of a new Zman. It's Svira now. It's an opportunity that there's not so many chasanas yet. It's a time that everybody could come and join. There's Baruch Hashem, there's a tremendous amount of chaburas besides all these shiurim being made. So if none of these chaburas or shiurim or programs work, there's stam chaburas learning any different thing possible. So now is the time to come, and hopefully we'll see after the Shemaya, we'll be able to put together a chabusa. Baruch Hashem, is tonight a tremendous kavod for us to have in this Beis Medrash. The Shiva of Neri Yisrael, and Frank Shlita, who came especially from Baltimore. It's a tremendous trip to give Dibre Chizek to the Beis Medrash.
Rishus to Marta Asra. I was in Los Angeles a few months ago, and I was staying at Bala Boss's house, and there was a sefer lying around called Abir Yosef, Abir Yaakov. So I looked at it, I saw a vort, I liked the vort. So, if you get a good vort, a couple could vert out of the sefer, it's worth the $20. So I picked it up, and I've been using it, and this mechaber keeps on quoting Rav Aaron Dovid Vilner Shlita. Who on earth is this guy? Lo and behold, I come in, and this is Rav Aharon David Wilner. I enjoy his Torah. He says beautiful, beautiful Haaretz, and so. But then I went to Zachary Ashapev, his Kedai. Before I came in, I stayed for a few minutes at the house of Nosson Schwab and met his family, and his wife tells me that he has the yahrzeit of her grandfather has been mentioned in Yemen Cleanliness Kol Haken. So this should be a schus legal nishmasa. There's one person that probably does not want to be mentioned, but it must be mentioned, and that's Reb Shimi Goldman, who really is the driving force behind the Daf HaShavua, and was the driving force in the arranging that I get here and made all the arrangements. And it's amazing to just imagine what the schus of these programs are. You know, tonight is a dual sponsorship. There are two achsanas. It's the Muncie Night Seder based Medrash, and it's the Daf HaShavua, which seems to be like two disparate inyanim. But the truth of the matter is, they both share one thing in common, and that is, they both are aids in Kinyan Torah. Because when you sit by yourself in somebody's living room and you learn Bechavusa, it's very good. But when you sit in the Ganze Beis Medrash and there's a Kol Torah, there are Chavusas, and you see people being orangutan and learning, that is an impetus and an encouragement to be kind of Torah. And the Daf HaShavua, where there's an emphasis not only on learning, but knowing and understanding and getting it. And that's there's a magnetism to it. There's nothing more good. Success breeds success. And when you learn in the Sefta and you're kind of it, so that gives you an impetus to know more. So therefore, this is a two Mishundik successful programs. You know, when I was a kid growing up, you went to the supermarket and you wanted to buy coffee. It was a very simple game. There was Folgers, there was Max Laus, there was Nescafe. That's probably about it. So you have three choices, not hard to make. Today you go to the coffee aisle, thank God I don't drink coffee, but it's overwhelming. Well, this French, you know, this, it's overwhelming. Well, we have choices. Today we have choices. So, when I was growing up, the Rav used to give a shir, a gemara shir, once a week. That was it. Today, as has been mentioned, there's Daf Yomi. There's Daf HaShavua. Now last week I spoke in Pesach for the Siyum of the first Chelik of Mishneh Berurah of Daf Yomi B'Halacha. There were 1,000 people there. And that's one little town, this Pesach. And this is going on over the world. And a year ago I was in London for the Siyum of the whole Mishneh Berurah. There were thousands of people there. Whatever your flavor is, you know, it's Ian, it's Bekias, it's Chumash, it's Ashkafa, it's Bechile, whatever you want, it's there. Which is tremendous. But it's also Mechayev. Because there's something out there that has to appeal to you. And therefore, if there's something out there that appeals to you, you should take advantage of it. We no longer will have an excuse, if it ever was an excuse, when we go to the Kisei HaKovid, and they'll ask us, Kavati to Lateiro, which is one of the four questions on the final. you're going to have an answer to that. And no longer can you say, well, there's nothing really that appealed to me. Because there's such a variety out there that you can find your niche. The same called Kingdom of Sarasaha. You can find your Chelek and Torah. So tonight I'm going to speak about King and Torah. At least one of the Kinyanim and Torah. You know, the Mishnah says, Ater Niknis Barboim Mishmein and Dvorim. The Memchas Dvorim Shater Niknis Bahem. This is the Yimei Asfira. This is as we prepare for the Kabbalah Satera. So one of the Memchas Dvorim Shater Niknis Bahem is Naisiv Olam Chaveiro. That you share the burden. Your friend is going through a situation, whether it's parnasa, whether it's health, whatever it may be. Naisei ba'olam chaveiro. It's one of the menchas dvarim she'ater niknis bahem. Now, if you look at that Mishnah, and you see the other things that the Mishnah enumerates, what are all siyuwa to be kind of terror, you can hear that they all make sense. L'mashal. The Mishnah says, B'talmud, B'shmias Eisen, listening, B'binas Halev, understanding, B'shimish Chachamim, B'pilpul HaTalmidim. All of these appeal on a seyus to the intellect. I want to be kind of Torah, B'pilpul HaTalmidim. Mephalpel, tumult, you get things clear. So all of the things, at least most of the things that the Mishnah lists, are aids in being kind of terror because they help a person understand. It has to do with the intellect, it has to do with the person's brain. Noisi Ba'olam Chaveiro is a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful midah. But what does it have to do with learning Torah? What does it have to do with King and Torah? This Mishnah is not a Mishnah about Midas Titus. This is a Mishnah about how to be successful in learning, how to be kind of Torah. It seems that Reisvel Haveroi is incongruous. It doesn't fit in. It's certainly not like the rest of the things that the Mishnah enumerates. Why then is Reisvel Haveroi one of the Menchah Dvarim? We're going to answer that question. But before we answer that question, we have to understand first what Naisi Ba'olam Chaveiro is all about. Let me ask you a simple question. Is Naisi Ba'olam Chaveiro a mitzvah? Is it an Hagat Torah? If it's a mitzvah, is it a deraisa? Is it a drabona? What is it? So mitzvah Naisiv Olam Chaveiro, I think can be said, is a mitzvah asei deraisa. Nothing less. Obvious question is, who state? Where did who state us? The answer is, it's part of the mitzvah asei deraisa of a halakha bedrachav. Mitzvah Sasei Deraisa, the Chinuch, and other Meina HaMitzvahs count, V'halachta B'drachot, to emulate the ways of the Rebbe Hashem. Mahu Malbish Arumi, Ma'afata Malbish Arumi. Mahu Kever Meisi, Ma'afata Kever Meisi. All the things that the Mishnah lists, or the Gemara lists, in Saita, the end of the first parak, they're all B'chlau, V'halachta B'drachot, imitating the ways of the Rebbe Hashem. One of the ways, one of the Anhogas of the Rebbe Hashem, is that the Ribbono Shel Kaf Yochel is Naisi Ba'olam Chaveiro. Not only is it one of the Hanhotas of the Ribbono Shel Olam, it is perhaps the signature Hanhota of the Ribbono Shel Olam. You want to first understand what is the Ribbono Shel Olam? Naisi Ba'olam Chaveiro is part of that. How do I know that? Because the Shalom Aleichem that Ribbono Shalom gave Klal Yisrael, the first time Kaviyochel Ribbono Shalom met Klal Yisrael, it was, he demonstrated the mitzvah, the hanhoga of Neisibarim Chaveirei. The Pasuk tells us, as you all know, that the Ribbono Shalom appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu and all of Klal Yisrael in effect. Mitoich Asner, the burning bush. Zokrashi, Mitoich Asner, Zokrashi Afanort, V'loi Ilo Nacher. Isham Imoi Anoichi Betzara. It is Kaviyachal Ahavdel that when you meet somebody for the first time and you want to introduce yourself, you give him your business card. This is what I do. This is who I am. The Ribbono Shel Olam Kaviyachal is saying, Shalom Aleichem to Klal Yisrael. This is who I am. And then how does he demonstrate? What does he choose to demonstrate who I am and what I'm about? Imay Anoichi Batzara. V'loyi Lanachar. The lowly bush. Because you're down there in the dumps, and so am I. That's the Shalom Aleichem. Now, if the Ribbono Shel Olam chooses that should be his calling card, that it should be his Shalom Aleichem, it is because the Ribbono Shel Olam deems this as being central to what the year is supposed to be all about. And this is not the only time that the Ribbono Shel Olam showed Klal Yisrael the hanhoga of Imay Neichi Betzara, of Neisib Ramachaveira. The most intimate moment between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam, when the Ribbono Shel Olam came closer to Klal Yisrael than any other moment in all of history, was by Matan Torah. And Kaviyochel, Klal Yisrael got a glimpse of the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Pasuk says, Vayiru es Elokei Yisrael. V'sachas raglo k'maisi livnas ha-sapir. The Ribbono Shel Olam Kaviyochel splits the sky, splits the heavens. And they see the Kiseh HaKovet. And under the Kiseh HaKovet, Kaviyochel, the feet of the Ribbono Shel Olam, k'maisi livnas ha-sapir. Zokrashi, He hoysa lefonav bishas hashibud liskert sarasin shal Yisrael shahayim shibodin b'maisa levein. The Ribbono Shel Olam is telling Klal Yisrael, you suffered with those bricks. The eilecha kavayda kasha kavayda satit. The bricks, the mortar, the straw, the mud, the tit, the leveinim. If there's something that symbolizes Shibud Mitzrayim and the Inuit Mitzrayim, it's the Maisa Halaveinim. Zot the Ribbono Shel Olam Yisrael, Wissen Zayin, that under my feet I also had bricks. Why? Liskert Sarasin Shal Yisrael. That Ribbono Shel Olam needs a reminder. Ribbono Shel Olam needs a string around his finger. Liskert Sarasin Shal Yisrael. The Ribbono Shel Olam, that it's all hoya hoya vehi, it's all happening at the same moment. There's no past, present, and future. It's all the same. Zot Ribbono Shel Olam liskert sarasin shel Yisrael. The Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't need the reminder. But years old wissen sein. You should know. You should know that I was aware of the bricks. And I was aware of your suffering. And the Imoy Anoichi Betzara. That's the second time. L'Shalom Aleichem was Neisibel Mechaveirei. Klal Yisrael at Matan Torah. I want you to know Imoy Anoichi Betzara. I'm Neisibel Mechaveirei. This is just not another Hanhoka of the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to know about him. And it didn't end there. And there's a strange Gemara that always bothered me. The Gemara says at the end of Masechta Tainis, it's a Gemara of Abbas as well, The Gemara says, "L'hayyam in tavim liYisrael, v'chamish aser ba'av v'yom Kippur." The best 2 days of the year are Yom Kippur and Chamish Aser B'Av. So the Gemara Bishlema Yom Kippurim Yom Slicha Mechila Yisrael. Okay, Yom Kippur must contain Pesach Yom Slicha Mechila. Oh, and Tesva B'Av, Mahi. There's an entire Rishima in the Gemara. What happened on Tu B'Av? Rav Masna Omar. It's the day that Haruge Beitar will live in Lekvura. Va'amrav Masna Aisa Yayim Shenitna Haruge Beitar Lekvura. Tiknu Begavna Hatoyv Vahamediv. Hatoyv Shloich Hisrikru Vahamediv Shenitna Lekvura. You have to know a little background. Beitar was one of the last holdouts after the Churban HaBayis. Eventually the Romans overcame them, and they massacred the entire city. Yeshayim, there were hundreds of thousands of Jews. Yeshayim, there was over 1 million Jews. Massacred. Killed out. But the Romans, in their rishus, did not let the rest of Klal Yisrael, the remnant that was left of Klal Yisrael, come and bury the dead. And they let them sit there out in the field, lay there out in the field, to rot. But something miraculous happened. Klal Yisrael comes in to the scene, eventually after some time, and lo and behold, the bodies did not decompose. And they buried the dead. And Chachamim felt that this was such an incredible, wonderful event that they were misakin a bracha. Hatoiv v'hameitiv. Hatoiv shalai yisrikim. They didn't decompose. V'hameitiv shenitnu l'chvura. Now, let your imagination imagine the scene. You walk into a field. There's thousands upon thousands and thousands of Jews that are lying there, that were massacred. So good. But for that, the Chachomim are Mesakin Abracha Hatoy Bahamaitiv? You know, when we make a bracha, Hatoyv HaMeitiv, you have a baby boy, you make Hatoyv HaMeitiv. You buy a Pashim item, you're going to share with others, Hatoyv HaMeitiv. You're in a festive suda, and you have a bottle of wine, and someone comes in under the right conditions, and you have a second bottle, Hatoyv HaMeitiv. Hatoyv HaMeitiv, we're seeing thousands of Jews dead. Hatoyv HaMeitiv. This is what they come up with. The answer is because the Ribbono Shel Olam did to Klal Yisrael a meshuneh dika taiva. Because after the Churban HaBayis, Klal Yisrael thought that their relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam was over. It's the equivalent of a woman who was unfaithful to her husband, and her husband threw her out of the house. It's finished. The relationship is over. The Ribbono Shel Olam has abandoned us. We're on our own. And they come into the Beitar, and they see a nes nigla. A nes nigla. Shalom Yisrael. It's miraculous. That's not what happens. You leave dead bodies out into the sun. They're going to decompose. It's going to be putrid. It's going to be horrible. Brishol machtanes. And then they were allowed to bury them. You know what their Brishol was saying? I still love you. We're not divorced. It's not over. Imay anochi betzara. I'm still with you. That was such a gewaltige simcha that it's kedai ha'toy v'hamnechi. It's so much better than a bottle of wine. Because I still have the Ribbono Shel. He's still with me. I'm not alone. Because one of the worst things in life is to be left alone. To feel abandoned. To feel that there's no one out there that cares for you. You know, we just finished the Seder. The Esther Makis are still fresh in our mind. The Mefarshim say that the Makis were all in ascending order. Dam, okay, horrible. They got through it. Tzvardeya, one of the worst, etc., etc. Each one, Me'ezitam Shiyah, is a little worse than the previous one. Chayshach is the penultimate Makkah. It's the one before the last. Makkas Bechairis is the Erechta. So Chayshach is the one right before that. Second to the worst. Why is it so bad? I know it's bad to be without electricity. You've ever had a power outage that goes on for a couple days, it gets to you. But it's worse than alright. Wild animals coming in. Why is it the second to the worst? The Pasuk tells us why. Because with the other Makkas, when I turned on the faucet and I got down, I said, this is Gefero. And I went to my neighbor and I said, well, what are you doing about this? We commiserated. Tzardeya. I go to lie down in my bed and I find a frog in my pillow. It's horrible. Every one of the Makkas, we were all in it together. We could commiserate with each other. Chayshach, for all I know, it's only my problem. I don't know what's going on in the next guy's house. Maybe he has light. But I can't get up on my seat. I am there, Einer Alein. And as far as I know, I'm alone. And nobody else is with me. That's horrible. To be all alone. And to feel abandoned. And therefore, the Ribbono Shel Olam, Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to perform a nes, and he says, I'm going to show Klal Yisrael that even after the Churban, and after all the Ritzichas, but still, I haven't abandoned you. So now we know that it's a mitzvah saseh deraisa to be nes v'olam chaveiro. We know what the mocker is, v'halach to bedrachov. We know what we saw this by the Ribbono Shel Olam. We saw it for the first time in Tehasneh. We saw it by Kabbalah Satera, v'tachas sachas raglav, g'maisa lignas hasapir. We've seen it throughout Jewish history. Well, what does it have to do with kidney type? Why being a compassionate person, to commiserate with somebody, what does that have to do with learning Torah? So the Meforshim offer several pshatim. And all of them, you see the underlying theme. The Maral, for instance, writes and he says, V'oid meire dover zeh she'enei nivdal min ha'klau. Kasha neisibel en chaveroi. V'roi el ha'toira shehi el ha'klau. Because Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. And the only way one can be kind of Torah is being part of Klal Yisrael. And the way one is a part of Klal Yisrael is that I think about you as well. I'm not just in it for myself. That's what Naisei Ba'olam Chaveri has to do with King and Torah. That's the beauty of this base medrash. You're learning tzuzamen, learning as a shtot. You're part of the klal, you're part of the tzibur. That makes you royal haklal. And Torah was given to the klal. Azeh zok the maral. Rav Chaim Volozhiner, this parish on Ovis, has a different take. Chaim Volozhiner writes that the only way you can be kind of Torah is that you have to be open to what someone else has to say. Or as he puts it, Lahare's ponim this farasai. Meaning, I say this is the pshat in the tesis. You say no, this is the pshat in the tesis. Of course, I'm right. Because I'm smarter, and I know how to learn better than him. And what can he tell me that I don't know? If you have that attitude, you will never be zeichet to Torah. Laharais ponim lisparase. Efshe du bist gerecht. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're looking at it correctly. You have to have that element, that capacity, laharais ponim lisparase, to be open to what somebody else has to say. Now, what type of personality thinks in those terms that I'm open to somebody else? Well, I'll tell you what type of personality type doesn't have that. And that's a person whose world ends at his Dalai Lama's, or at the tip of his nose, because I'm into myself. That's not only, that affects how a person's holding his shot to everything. It's me, myself, and I. You won't be Sechel Torah. A person's a Noisim El Mechaveroi, whose focus is, it's not only about me. It's not only me. There's a big world out there. I'm concerned with somebody else. I'm Noisim El Oil. His Tzorah is my Tzorah. He doesn't have Parnos, it bothers me. His daughter's looking for a shidduch, it bothers me, I have to help. Someone's in the hospital, I have to help. Because there's somebody else out there. And therefore, a person who's belumed, who's trained, his approach to life is, it's not ani ba'afsi'ayt. It's not only about me. You know, Shin Shkop writes in the Hagdamah, the Shari Yosha. He talks about what's the difference between a Poshet Yid and an Odom Godel. Pasha to Yid, says Rav Shimon, is a person that's only interested in himself. A person that's a little higher madrega. So his circle includes not only himself, but it includes his wife, it includes his children, it includes his parents. It's a little bigger circle. A person who's bigger than that, his circle includes him, his wife, his family, his neighbors. But Zokum Shimon, the grace of Adam Gadol, the definition of an Adam Gadol is how big his circle is. And that's why an Adam Gadol, in the fullest sense of the word, is not only knowing Shas and Dalet Chelti Shulchan Aruch, it's how big you are, and how big your circle is, and how big the sphere of your influence is. And that goes hand in hand with Lahare's Panim L'Sparasei. That's what Noisi Ba'olam Chaveri has to do with Kinyan Torah. To be kind of Torah, you have to be open to somebody else. And one who is a Noisi Ba'olam has that ability. And there how he be kind of Torah. One of the primary, one can say this, personalities in the Torah, in which we see the mid of Neislam Chaveray, was Yosef HaTzadik. The Gemara says in Masechta Tainis, Amar Reish Lakish, Asa La'odan L'shamesh Mitase B'shnei Re'avayin. Shenemar Uliyasev Yulad Shne Bonim Bitern Tovish Nazaro. Famous Gemara. More learns Avamira Halacha. Oslon the Shamash Mitase Bishnei Reyavai. On the world of suffering, a person should not indulge in Tashmish Amita. Shenemar Uliyasev Yulad Shne Bonim Bitern Tovish Nazaro. He could have very easily remained as the viceroy in Paro's house and not cared about anybody else. And that's why Yosef was given the job of being the chacham v'navin that Paro was looking for to sustain the world. Matasiel Solomon once said a beautiful ha'ara. If you're looking for a person to run the collection and the storage of all this grain, so you pick a bureaucrat. You pick a person that's well organized. What talents did Yosef exhibit that Paro said that he's the Ish Chacham Anavai, he's the person that's going to be able to do that? It's because Yosef was outward looking. Because he cared about other people. He was able to go ahead and to see what's that sign and what's going to be in the future. That's the type of person that Paro needed. Because he was also a Noisi Ba'olam Chaveri. That's why Noisi Ba'olam Chaveri is a prerequisite for Kinyan Torah. Lo'olam yasik adam b'teira v'mitzvah shaloi lishma. Shemitek shaloi lishma v'olishma. You want to appeal to people, you have to give them a shaloi lishma. Kinyan Torah is the lishma. You'll learn better, you'll understand better, you'll remember better, you'll retain better. That's alt lishma. What is the shaloi lishma? You'll be wealthier. You'll be matzliach and parnasa. That always gets to everybody. That's the shaloi lishma. How do we know that? We know it's a prerequisite to Kibbutz Torah, but what does Nesivim Chaver have to do with Parnassa, with wealth? The Bala Turim, Kedarka Vakedesh, says a beautiful Ha'ara. There are only two psukim in the Torah that begin with the word Uli Yosef. They are Uli Yosef, Yulad Shnei Bonim, Ter Baterim Tali Shnas Harav. And the other is Uli Yosef Omar, Bavarechas Hashem Arzai, Vimeyed Shemai Mitol, Vitaimer Vetis Tochas, Vimeyed Tvoi Shemesh, We make it Gerashirachim. Umoreish Hare Kedem. We make it Gibai Saibon. Umi Megid Eretz Umloye. Ritzayin Sheikh Nisar. Tavaisa Lareish Yasef. Lakavkay Nizirach. Zot Rashi. There's no more fertile portion of all of Eretz Yisrael than the Chelke Shal Yosef Hatzad. He was the Mimeged Tvuay Shemesh of Meger Shirachim Meresh Arikedem. Ein Lacha Ba'Eretz Yisrael, a land is more fertile, more productive as the Chelke Shal Yosef. Why? Zot the Balaturim, because Uli Yosef Yulad Shnei Bonim Beterem Tovish Dasarov. Because Yosef was a nice of the old, he cared about other people, he cared about the world. For that, Uli Yosef Omar, Mavarechas Hashem Arzoi, he told Ramathis Tachas. Mashunit the Kabbalatim. You want to be Seichet to the Meitav Eretz Yisrael. Be a Neisibah Unchaveh. Ad kan teichen divrei ha-Baal HaTor. Hotov matis yol shlik dozo lech ben zut l'shtar klein meisif neitech nishalai. The Benishan rewarded Yosef. Why? Because he was a nice Baal Chaveri. And that's who I am. I kafi yochli Benishan, I'm a nice Baal Chaveri. There's only two places in the Torah where you have the word sneh. And what are they? Mitoi chasneh. And Umimeged Eretz Umloyoi Veritzoin Shechni Sneh Zokhtari Bana Shalom. I came to Umitoi Chasneh because I care about other people. I'm a nice boyo. I worry about Klal Yisrael. Mishtatef in Etzorah. Imoi Neichem Etzorah. V'lo Yila Nachar. Imoi Neichem Etzorah. So you, Yosef, you talk my hanhoge. Uli Yosef, you are Shneibonim. The term Tavish Nasarov. Your reward is Umimeged Eretz Umloyai. Uritzoyim Sheikh Nisneh. The only time in all of Torah that the Ribbono Shel Olam is referred to as Sheikh Nisneh. HaSheikh Nisneh. Don't raise other tiyurim to the Ribbono Shel Olam over here. The Torah has to talk about Tzayin Sheikh Nisneh. Nowhere else in Kol HaTorah Kula. The Ribbono Shel Olam is telling us, you are Zeichet to this. Because you imitated me. You emulated me. You were Heilich Bidrachai. Because you were Mishtatet Bitzaras Chaveri. You want to be Zeichet to Torah? Have you been having nice boil in Chaveri? Whether you learn like the Maral, when you want to be a kind of Aloshiner, you like to You have your own son, plus a klor. That the more open a person is, the more part of the klal he is, the more part of the tzibur he is, the more that he lives for others, is the school of their kinyan Torah. It's not only a school for kinyan Torah, it's a school for the best of things. Eichel shnei shulchanos. In neged eretz umloyoy v'lotzayn shechis. Being part of a base matters like this, lived b'chavusa, pilpul chaveirim, that you demonstrate in all these different programs, but the underlying side, sevi b'neis b'olam chaveiri, and that will be zecha b'meitav, zel v'vav, b'ruach v'kesher.